This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient first name is L, A-L. Last name is Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is August 26, 1949. Date of evaluation is 11-22-2023. HPI history, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 74 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 11-19-2023 upon transfer from Trinity Health Ann Arbor. Patient's chart indicates that he had a fall and suffered from wedge compression fracture of L2 and L4 vertebrae. He has history of hypothyroidism, depression, macular degeneration, cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, heart failure, spondylosis, difficulty walking. Patient was fairly pleasant and cooperative during my evaluation. He expressed feeling down and frustrated over physical limitations and pain. Period. He denied any feelings of hopelessness and suicidal ideation. Period. He knew that he has been taking Lexapro, but was not sure how long he has been taking it. Patient talked about his wife and reports that he has been married for 30 years. He talked about his five children, three biological and two stepdaughters. He reports that his children are very successful and very supportive, and one son is an executive for Disney. Period. Patient reports that prior to fall, he was very active and has a history of being a coach and a history of coaching basketball. Period. He reports that he was a high school principal but has been retired for 12 years. Next paragraph. No history of OCD, PTSD. Next paragraph. No history of bipolar disorder. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms. General back pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal difficulty walking, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of violence, no. Next paragraph, education highest, college degree, current occupation, retired high school principal. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, five. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test review, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 100 over 55, pulse 90, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, difficulty walking, gait lying, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, if thought processes goal-directed association with the normal thought content, denied any thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to time, place, person, memory recent and remote with the normal, attention, concentration with the normal, language with the normal, fund of knowledge with the normal, judgment and insight, good, MSC, positive, sleep disturbance, next paragraph, medications under current medication, escitalopram 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, current mild F33.0 plans, continue Lexapro as prescribed, continuous psychotherapy. Number two, adjustment disorder with anxiety, up 43.22. Plans continue psychotherapy. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99304 under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement, and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.